that I just remembered. I have to prepare.
Prepare for what?
The week I'm getting off of work. I requested off for the holiday season. I stocked up on some DDP. Yum.
Yum.
Well, what's going on, Caden? I haven't seen you since a couple minutes ago.
A couple of minutes ago? You've been here for like 30 minutes. What are you talking about?
I haven't seen you since 2 days ago. I didn't see you yesterday.
We hung out yesterday. No, we hung out Thursday.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Silly little...
I forgot. Boy.
Do you call him a baka?
I said boy.
Oh. I am no baka nor boy. I am man.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
He's like, I'm 19, motherfucker. You're living with your mom. Well, it's past 30 seconds. We're not going to get demonetized, mother.
Your mom's going to watch this. And then you're going to get kicked out, man.
Yeah.
She's not going to kick me out.
She's going to kick you out.
Caden, don't say the F word and don't throw your middle finger up on the fucking podcast, Caden.
You just did that. You just did both of those.
Yeah, but my mom thinks it's funny.
Oh. You're in trouble, and I'm going to tell your mom about this.
Go ahead, dude.
Okay. And I'm going to tell your sister about this.
I swear in front of my mom all the time. She doesn't care.
I know.
Yeah.
Because I am so swagging cool. Remember motherfuckers back when they went like, swag!
No.
Swag.
Who did that?
Yeah, who does that? Maybe just my cousin did that. Because our... Never mind, you guys just don't know about that, okay?
I think your cousin just did that.
Okay, I thought that was like a normal thing.
No.
Back in like 5th, 6th grade.
Nope.
I never saw it.
Well, I guess I'm just in my own head again.
Yeah. You always are in your own head. Always.
Not always.
Half the conversations you have aren't even with people.
Don't
with
cold yourself. Opens end.
Don't cold opens end?
Nah,
yes,
they
do,
and
welcome back, guys. Anime Podcast, episode 32. Believe it or not, Alex wasn't almost here today because
right.
He's a lazy ass.
No.
Yes.
I went to bed at 2 last night.
Dude, same.
Yeah.
And I was asleep.
But now we're all back together again. The 30th episode, we were all together. The next one, you were in fucking
whiskey
all day.
Yeah.
For what? Company dinner? What was it? All
yeah.
day?
Explain
yeah.
that.
Yeah, please explain how you were in Phoenix all day. For
Mesquite.
Yeah, I said Mesquite.
You said Phoenix.
Wait, didn't I say Mesquite?
Clip happened. You said Phoenix.
Okay. I said Phoenix.
Okay. Well, I meant Mesquite. Yeah, why were you in Mesquite all day for a company dinner?
So we get over there. We get in the truck and we go.
Mm-hmm.
And we have dinner. And we do bowling for like the rest of the night.
Bowling all night.
Yeah.
And then where did you sleep?
At a hotel in there. Where was it? It's like the first casino on the right when you get in there. They have a hotel like right behind the casino. We just stayed in there.
A hotel?
A hotel.
A hotel?
Hotel. Yeah.
A hotel. The hotel.
Yep.
And it was you and your family.
Never stayed in a hotel or a motel in Mesquite before. I don't know what that's like. Is it just normal?
It's just like a hotel, I think.
Yeah. Just like a hotel anywhere else.
You never know. Some hotels in different cities might be different. They might just be ghetto or... Oh.
Okay.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Guys, look at all three of us and ask the question, who is like barely gone out of Utah? It's definitely this guy. This guy does not know what the outside world is like other than Phoenix. Asking questions about hotels, being different. They're all the same.
Yeah.
Unless, I know, I mean, maybe New York City. I guess you could say some of the casinos in Vegas are different from, you know, normal hotels. But other than that.
Because New York is more up than this way.
And Las Vegas is a gambling city.
Nice.
There you go.
Great information drop exclusive. Only on this podcast will you experience that kind of information. So, we have some things we want to talk about. Isn't that right, Jackson?
That's right. We came up with talking points for this episode. We're taking it back to episode 1. We haven't done this in since episode one.
We literally haven't done it in like 30 plus episodes.
Wow, I wasn't even there for that.
Nope. It was like the first thing we tried out, and immediately we were like, doesn't really feel right. And then for 30 odd episodes, we've just been doing it how we've been doing it without like just sticking to that formula of going topic by topic.
Improving. Just talking about shit. Whatever.
So we're throwing it back.
You can say that.
Kane has one talking point, and he's been super eager to bring it up.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of curious about it. He hasn't told anybody.
I'm sure you guys have heard of this, but, you know, there's a lot of AIs coming out these days, and I'm not really, keeping up with them. I hear about them on the TMG podcast. They talk about some, like, new AIs here and there, but, like, I don't really keep up on that technology side or whatever, but on TikTok, I saw a lot of people posting about ChatGPT. Have you guys heard about that?
Nope.
No.
So, ChatGPT is, like, this super new advanced AI that just came out. And basically, the AI, it's, like, programmed to solve any problem you ask it. Like, it can
solve divorces.
Like, you could ask it any single question, and it will answer it. Like, you could, people bring up examples of having it solve, like, super high-level equations for, like, super important jobs, like engineering, or like you can basically tell it to make a website for you. You can have it make a game for you. You can have it write if you need a 3-page essay on why The Lord of the Rings is a good book, you can have it do it for you. It will write the whole thing for you. Like, it is crazy the things you can do. Like, you can ask it anything and it answers. And I just fell down this rabbit hole of people just, like, it does not fail, ever. It is just mind-blowing. I don't know why, but it's just so scary that, like, just this AI can just, is that smart. All this knowledge coming from everywhere. They can, like, do crazy shit for you. That's crazy. I was just curious. I assumed it was a big thing that you guys might have heard about it.
Isn't that just what the internet can do?
The internet?
Yeah, but the internet's an AI.
The internet's just like it's just like a browser. Like, you can just search anything, but like you can't make something.
You can't make the internet write you a paper on Lord of the Rings. You can get the internet's help to write a paper on Lord of the Rings.
You can pay someone to do this.
That's a human though. And you're paying a human to do that.
Yeah, it's just, this technology is so advanced, like, you can have it, like, run your business for you, and you don't have to, like, lay your finger on it. You can just tell it what to do, you can just program it to just do, like, run your whole business, so you can just, like, it's crazy. And I know there's, like, a small sign-up fee, but it's just, like, you can look it up on Google, just, like, ChatGPT or whatever, .com or
site it's at,
and you can just use it from there.
Who made it?
I don't know who made it, but I should probably learn the name, because whoever made it,
they're gonna be rich.
They're gonna be quite wealthy, because it is definitely the future. Like I know sometimes we think that technology is not advancing, but it definitely is. Things are getting super smart. Like, just every year something smarter is out.
I know.
Like, every year, new iPhone. Right?
No.
Just, like, new technologies that just make life easier. I've noticed.
Like Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Of course. One of the greatest game of all time.
The only thing I've been seeing about AI everywhere is just AI art generators.
I see those.
All over TikTok.
Those are cool.
All over, like, apps you can use.
Dude,
I love those. You guys heard about the one that's, like, haunted? Like, the AI generator that's, like, haunted that, like, generates a woman into every picture?
No.
It's a pretty big thing on Twitter. Cody and Noel were talking about it a few episodes ago. It's, yeah. Like, there's this AI generating website, and you can, like, detail it pretty well, and they, like, generate an image for you. You could, like, say, Dwayne Johnson holding coconuts in his hands, and it would, like, do it. But people noticed, like, in every image they would do, there was always just, like, this random, like, woman in the picture. And so it's, like, kind of, like, haunted. The AI is haunted.
Oh, wow.
It's definitely not a programming mistake or a bug. Or intentional at all.
It's just scary stuff to think about.
I'm scared right now, dude.
Yeah. ChatGPT. That's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Should we look it up?
We can do it after.
You said chat?
ChatGPT.
I think I'm going to start watching Cody and Noel again.
Why'd you stop?
I've been listening to him
for like 6 months.
I've been catching up a shit ton on the videos, dude. I've been listening to like 5 or 6 a day.
I'm listening to a lot of Moist Crickles. He's part of this podcast called The Official Podcast.
TMG is the only podcast I listen to.
You're just like me and the Misfits. For a long, long time, that was the only podcast I ever listened to.
Misfits?
Yeah. It's like 4 years, 3 years.
Dude, I'm getting super excited to go see Noel. He's been talking about, like, he's been talking about the shows and, like,
different
stories about them. I'm like, dude, like, what if he goes to the Vegas show and in that podcast he's like, yeah, the Vegas crowd was crazy, and like, yo, we were in that. I'm so excited. I can't believe we're doing that. Who's gonna drive us down there?
Oh, man. I don't know. You?
I don't want to drive down there.
Minivan time.
Let's have Simon drive down there.
Drive the truck?
Yeah, that's a great idea. No, he has a car. He's the Fiesta. Or is the Fiesta broken?
I don't know.
I think it might be.
How'd the Fiesta break?
From driving to Vegas.
I hate LA traffic.
LA traffic.
Las Vegas traffic.
I know.
I don't want to drive down there.
It's going to be suck once we're in Vegas.
I'll just drive your car down there.
You're going to drive.
Should we take my car?
I would drive. My car just like literally isn't made to make that drive all the time. So
my car's an eco.
Nice. Where are we going to... Are we going to come back just super late at night?
Yeah, but we need to find, like, a hotel, or we need to decide if we're going to find a hotel or come back super late.
Holy shit, this is weird. So this is giving an example of this ChatGPT stuff.
Uh-huh.
He shows a picture of the code, this code, and he asks, like, this code's not working like I expected to, how do I fix it? And the ChatGPT responds, just like a human would, it's difficult to say what's wrong with the code without more context. Can you provide more information about what the code is supposed to do and what isn't working as expected? Also, is this the entire code or just part of it? And he just has like a full-blown conversation with this AI.
Dude, it talks like a human.
Oh, that's cool. Like,
you can like tell it to like write poems for you. Like, love poems. Like, shit like that. And it'll do it. And it talks like a human. It's crazy. It's so scary smart it is.
We've trained a model called ChatGPT, which interacts in a conversational way. The dialogue format makes it possible for ChatGPT to answer follow-up questions, admit its mistakes, challenge incorrect premises, and reject inappropriate requests. Bruh. Wow.
It says it's a sister
of the Instruct GPT.
Yeah, see what that one is.
Let's see. I don't know. It's like part of this whole system, GPT-3. Explain the moon landing to a 6-year-old in a few sentences. Explain the theory of gravity to a 6-year-old. Explain the theory of relativity to a... Okay. People went to the moon and they took pictures of what they saw and sent them back to Earth so we could all see them. So basically, let me read this better for you.
Oh, that's cool.
They asked the AI, to explain the moon landing to a six-year-old with a few sentences, and the AI responded with, people went to the moon, and they took pictures of what they saw and sent them back to the Earth so we could all see them.
No, it told them to explain all of that.
Yeah, but this is, like, the answer to that.
Oh.
I think those are also other questions you can ask it.
Dude, Kinsley's, like, almost gonna be six. She could understand that.
That's pretty cool.
Pretty crazy, we're one step closer to Skynet every day.
One step closer to John Connor. Sarah Connor, out!
We need to find him, dude. What year is John Connor born in? Like, what year does he go back to in Terminator 2?
It's like the 90s.
It's the 90s.
Ah, oh, fuck! We need to find him soon.
But I'm pretty sure, like, the future where everything's destroyed is, like, in 2020 or 30 or 40 or something.
I think it's, like, 2030.
We're getting close, dude.
We're coming up on Skynet, guys. Terminator is gonna happen, and I'm gonna be excited. I want to be a T-800. I'll be like,
what? You're gonna be dead.
Yeah.
No, I'll just get the skeleton transplant. Ah.
There's too many Terminators.
I'll kill you.
The only Terminators that are good are 1 and 2. The other one.
I tried watching 3. Oh my god, it was so bad.
I watched it. I don't even remember
it. It was so hard to watch. I didn't even finish it.
I watched 1, 2, and 3.
Dude, in the newest Terminator Dark Fate, John Connor dies. Arnold shoots him. And he dies.
Arnold?
Yeah, they're on a beach, and it's like CGI young Arnold, and it's John Connor. That's like the same, it's the same boy. So they must have like de-aged him. But, yeah. I'm guessing it was, like, supposed to be post-Terminator 2, but kills him. John Connor dies as like, the same age as he was in Terminator 2.
How? How is there a John Connor, then? Like, in the future?
I don't know. I'm not...
Dude, it's like, there's, like, a separate, like, universe. Like, there's different universes.
In Terminator, there's multiverses now.
There has been.
I haven't seen Dark Fate.
There's, like, 7 Terminators out, and they all explore... Yeah, it's weird.
Oh.
I remember watching, like, a huge storyline video on all 7 of them.
I didn't even know.
Really?
Yeah, it was so confusing.
I thought about getting the Terminator game on PlayStation Salvation. I've heard it's pretty good.
I'll pass.
I haven't seen it.
It's probably just like the arcade shooter.
Oh, God.
Terminator Salvation is a shitty movie. Why would you want to do that?
Oh, not Salvation. Resistance. That's what it's called.
I don't even know.
Terminator Resistance. Why did I say Salvation? Yeah. I think Christian Bale's in that movie. No. Has he? No.
I want to see what you're...
Look up Christian Bale Terminator.
Terminator Salvation is a post-apocalyptic film set in 2018. Guys, we got it. We did.
We passed the Terminator.
We're alive. Terminator Resistance.
What are you shooting at?
The phone.
Why?
I'm trying to hold it like a real gun. I'm trying to hold it like a real gun.
Oh!
Yeah. So it's set during the original Future War. Terminator Resistance is set during the original Future War depicted in the first two films. So it is depicted by the first two ones that are good.
Resistance is the only good one?
Yeah, I've seen a video about Terminator Resistance, and it's pretty good. It has a PS5 version and PS4.
Oh, it's a game?
Yeah. It's like a survival board game. It's
like it was boss an FPS shooter game.
It is an FPS, but it has, like, kind of an open world. You can, like, do side quests. And
is it multiplayer?
I think.
Do you play as a Terminator or a human?
You play as a human.
It may be worth looking into.
And you have to fight the T-800s, and it's quite epic.
It sounds cool.
You know the job simulator game on the VR?
Yeah.
So this sounds like...
Do your job now, bitch.
Right? It's a robot sound like.
Yeah. So I want to see gameplay of Resistance. Let's see if I'm about to.
So why don't we bring up some of our other talking points?
Yes, Mr. Jackson, and what are they?
Well, first, this one's not written down, but I just thought about it. I thought the podcaster should know. Between the days of Wednesday and Thursday, I gathered a staggering 40 hours of being awake consecutively.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know how. Don't know why. I kind of struggled to fall asleep last night, too.
That's not good.
I may be developing some form. There's no other forms. I may be developing insomnia.
Definitely. Why?
I don't know why. It all started when I got sick.
Damn.
No, yeah, like, I was just struggling to fall asleep, and then I was like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to get up and go to the gym. So I got up and went to the gym without any sleep. It was pretty good. Came home, showered, made breakfast, sat on my phone for 2 hours, wasn't tired. And then I watched some movies, and then I went to lunch, and then I hung out with these fellas.
That's right, that's right.
That's right, yeah.
I just was awake for so long. I didn't even go to bed the following night until like 1 in the morning. I was sitting there in bed contemplating whether I should just go to sleep or should push forward, because I wasn't feeling tired in my bed either. So for a second there, I contemplated actually pushing forward to see just how long I could stay awake and live my life as a normal human. I think if I would have stayed awake any longer, that I would have gone full on Fight Club, and that wouldn't have been good.
I need to watch that movie still.
Yeah, you do.
Same.
Yeah, you do. And I finished Nobody. You guys gotta watch that too.
Do you wanna watch Fight Club?
Good, it's on Hulu.
You sure?
Let's watch it real quick after this, and then I gotta go.
I watched one on Prime Video with ads.
Oh.
Because it's the only place I could find it.
Just one of those.
Maybe you gotta take it off, unfortunately.
Anyways, we're gonna take a look at these talking points.
Oh, yes.
I'm excited to hear your guys' opinion on these.
That's a shit ton of them.
Yeah, there's only a few. So my first talking point I wrote down on the week was, alright, listen up, guys. I want to hear your inputs on this.
Ah.
Kanye says that Rosa Parks was a plant.
I can see where he's coming from.
Let's dive deep into this.
Rosa Parks definitely sounds like a flower name. Some way.
Rosa?
A Rosa Park. I picked a Rosa Park out in the garden the other day. I don't know. I don't really know what that's supposed to mean.
I heard about this.
I didn't. So.
So, this happened like a few years ago, like the whole Rosa Park incident happened to a younger girl. She was like 14, but she was pregnant. So, like, the community didn't want to like hype her up because it would have made them look bad. So, Rosa Parks went and did the same thing a few years later. And she, since she was like a young woman and not like a pregnant 14-year-old, they made her like romanticized. That's what I heard.
So Rosa Parks only happened a few years ago and not like 50 or 60 years ago?
No. When did I say that?
When you first started telling the story.
I don't remember. But a few years before.
Oh, there that you go. That's there you go. A few years before that. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't
know where he got the plant thing from.
What does that even mean, though? Like, is a plant? What's it supposed to symbolize?
Let's see. He says something else about it.
I can't believe we're talking about Kanye right now. He should not be getting the spotlight.
I think it's funny.
I am not a Ye fan. You gotta shoot your eye out, kid.
He said she was a plant, however, he wasn't saying that the civil rights activist was a flower. I don't know, man.
Like I said, I don't really know what that means, what it's supposed to mean, so I don't really care.
Think like a plant, like a little plant?
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
I remember him, he was like, all these heroes, man, it's only one, that's Jesus. And he says, you're going to find out something about MLK, something about JFK, something about Malcolm, Rosa Parks. We know Rosa Parks was a plant. A plant plant is someone who is put in a position secretly, especially in order to deceive. Yes. So not a flower plant.
No. Is that what you guys thought?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kanye is just so fucking crazy these days. Who fucking knows? I would full on believe if he just started calling everybody plants. And believed it.
That's funny.
And then he also said he may be autistic.
Kanye may be autistic.
He went on a video and he was like, I'm not bipolar. Yeah, I'm not depressed. But I may have a little bit of autism.
He admits a gaze.
Just for him. He's bipolar.
He said he doesn't have bipolar.
He also said he does.
Good for him, though.
And then he also dropped a new song last week on Instagram, which I haven't heard. But
I
heard people say it's pretty good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't care about Kanye, so.
Quentin sent it to me.
He did? Of course. I tried finding it. I couldn't find it.
He keeps liking my stories, and I just don't talk to him. I send him TikToks from time to time, but other than that, no communication with that dude whatsoever. It's just sad.
He sent me a schedule, and I sent him mine. We're trying to hang out.
What's the schedule?
Let me pull it up.
That tickles! I've been watching a lot of Transformers.
Off school at 1, work till 5 on Friday. I'm pretty free besides that.
I've been watching a lot of Transformers videos on YouTube about some of the old games, and I'd say it's due time we get some remasters of it for modern times.
You need to watch the videos I've watched about the Transformers 2007 movie tie-in DS games.
I put the ones on the Wii.
Those are good. But dude, the DS games are hidden gems. I'm telling you, dude. I will send you the videos I watched.
Okay.
They're so good. Hard.
I put the one on the Wii where you play as the Autobots or the Decepticons.
I had them on the Wii too.
Yeah, and I remember the first Decepticon was the one with the dreads that turned into a helicopter.
Blackout.
That one was so cool, dude. I didn't want to move on because I just wanted to play as him. He was so cool.
Because you could like fly around the desert
and shit. It was sick, dude. And the next one you play is Starscream. You're a jet in the sky. Oh, it's so cool. That game is sick, dude.
My next talking point, GameStop has lost $100 million in the last 3 months.
Ooh.
And I thought we could discuss GameStop's downfall and how shitty GameStop's become since I was a kid.
Dude, I go on...
I know.
Every time I see one, I want to go into one and have a hope that it's actually cool in there. But every time I go in there, I'm just disappointed. And it's just a cycle. Every time I see it, I'm like, maybe it'll be different today. Maybe it'll be like good old times. So I remember when GameStop was good back in the day. That's just so shit.
What do you mean? How's it shit now?
It just sucks.
Dude, it just sucks. They don't... I don't know, dude. It's just not nearly as good as
the atmosphere sucks. It just feels like... It just feels quiet and awkward.
And lonely.
Dead. And, yeah, lonely.
Mm.
They don't sell
like... It's like a different vibe when you go in there and you're like, damn. It's like dead in there.
I've seen a lot of people like... say, like, GameStop doesn't sell games anymore. They're just, like, a toy store. Which I feel like I can agree with. Because they sell so many fucking stupid collectible toys there. They don't have, like, retro. Like, they don't have, like, Wii games, PS3 games, Xbox 360 games, DS games anymore on sale. Like, they only have the newest shit.
Yeah, no old shit. Just new. It's
I used to go into GameStop just to, like, get pre-owned DS games or Wii games. And they don't got none of that no more.
You have to I got retro video game stores for that now.
Yeah, that's where I got BO1 and BO2 at my GameStop in Georgia in 2018.
Hey. Yeah. When I hear GameStop goes bankrupt in like a few months' time or a year's time, I won't be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely blame it on like even online shopping services and, you know, the PlayStation Store, Nintendo Switch Store, the Xbox, Microsoft Store.
It's just a better way to buy games now.
Because you can just download them straight to your console instead of leaving your house.
Yeah, digital. I only collect physicals for, like, games I'm really into, but I buy everything digital now.
Even those, you get them shipped to you from Amazon.
Yeah, so, besides a few of them, I've gone to the store and bought them, but, like,
yeah, I ship all my physical games to me anyways from like Amazon or, you know, you don't fucking buy video games to be shipped from you online from GameStop. You do that on Amazon or...
It's going down like Blockbuster did. All the streaming services came in and then Blockbuster went down.
Mm-hmm. Besides, dude, shit on Amazon, some games go on sale and some of them are really fucking cheap. So you can get games cheap on Amazon or otherwise GameStop, they still fucking charge a fortune for some shit.
Yeah, yeah, and all the memes about you going and selling them like 30 games and they give you $2 for them.
Yeah.
I've given some of my games to GameStop for some money.
I could probably sell my PS5 there and they'd probably give me like $100.
I remember I would cycle through games on the Xbox. We'd like take a bunch of the old games we didn't buy, like we didn't play, and go trade them in at GameStop and go buy a new, like a single cooler game.
Yeah.
We'd get like $5 off.
Yeah. I remember I finished Lego Indiana Jones 1, and I wanted to play Lego Indiana Jones 2. So I took Indiana Jones 1 back to GameStop and swapped it for 2.
Isn't 2 just basically the first game, but with more episodes for, like, the fourth film?
Yeah.
Or is it just the fourth film?
It's
all of them.
It's all of them. It's cool, though.
Yeah, I like
the second one. So it's like the definitive... diversion.
Yeah.
No, because everybody hates the second one. The first one's always the best one, apparently.
The first...
I grew up with the second one. Like
I grew up with the first one.
I never really played them as a kid, so I don't really know.
I love the second one. The second one gets unnecessary hate.
I like the second one.
That's okay. I know, nobody likes the second one, but I do.
I like it.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay, good. It needs love.
I never
I
played
the, first one more
the console versions.
I can't remember the first
I only
one.
Played the DS versions.
I played both.
I played them on the Wii.
The Wii?
Yeah, I played them on the Wii.
Yeah. What Lego game... So, I had a 360... You had a 360, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I had a shit ton of Lego games. I had Lego Marvel Super Heroes. I played the shit out of that.
I 100%ed that one. That was the first game I ever 100%ed.
Yeah. I think 100% a few times. I would just, like, replay that game so much. The open world is so fun.
I know.
Lego Lord of the Rings is really good. Lego Batman 2, I bet.
I played that one on the Wii U, and I didn't like it.
I played that one on the DS. I never played the console version.
I played Lego Batman 1 on the Wii. It's a good game.
I want to play that one on a console.
I have yet to play a lot of Lego games. I haven't played like Lego Ninjago video game.
I haven't played that.
I haven't played Lego Batman 3. I played 1 and 2.
I played 3 on the DS. I was so hyped for that game when it came out. I got on my 3DS and beat it in like a day.
Really?
Came out when we were in like 5th grade. I remember getting it in like... November of
5th grade 28.
I want to get Lego Batman 3 because it has so many fucking cool characters.
Yeah. But the...
I heard it's kind of shit,
dude,
though.
I watched a video. There's like a way that you can beat Lego Batman 3 in like 3 minutes. Because like there's this crazy out of bounds glitch that'll take you right to the bonus level.
That's funny.
It's nice. Crazy. You guys ever play Lego Dimensions? You guys ever have that?
Yep.
No.
You did?
Yep.
Damn.
Fucking disappointment. I got it for, like, my main big gift for Christmas. The PS3 version.
PS3 version, nice.
It was sad.
Why?
Dude, that shit came out on the
PS3. Worth my big gift.
Why was it bad?
It was just so...
The concept was cool, but it was executed so poorly.
Because it was just like... You get the base characters, you get the base storyline.
By the time
you have to buy all the other characters to even play their worlds and their levels, and I was a kid, I didn't have money to do that shit, so I never like got any other cool characters to play with.
Besides, when Lego Dimensions came out, the Toys to Life market was already getting kind of old.
Way old.
Yeah.
Because a few months before that, Amiibo came out, and you know, you have other shit.
Skylanders,
yeah. Skylanders, Amiibos.
Disney Infinity.
I had all 3 versions of that. For
really?
The Wii U.
I had the 3rd one for the Wii U.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
There was one that was just the toy box. You guys remember that? It was like, it wasn't the gate, like, it wasn't version 1, 2, or 3. It was just a separate thing, and you could just play the toy box. It was like the same thing. But you can only play the toy box. You can play, like, the different...
Was it only free?
I don't think so, because you needed the system to put the characters on.
I don't know. I didn't get into Disney Infinity. I didn't get any of those 20s of Life games. I thought that was so dumb.
I had Skylander Giants. That was the only Skylanders game I had. I had it for the 360.
I'm contemplating getting Skylanders on my 3DS instead of getting Paper Mario Sticker Star once. That was the closest I ever got to getting a Skylander game. I didn't have a console to play them on. Other than my 3DS. I didn't get the Wii U until 2016. I didn't have a PS3 to like. I didn't have access to a PS3 until like 2014.
I got mine December 2013.
I think that's about the time I got mine too.
Mine was the Super Mario 3D World bundle.
Mine was Nintendo Land bundle. I definitely took the W.
Mine was Mario Kart 8 bundle. So actually, I think I took the W.
Dude, I've thought about dusting off my Wii U and. Hooking up Nintendo Land.
Dude, Nintendo Land is so fun.
Nintendo Land is fun.
I love Nintendo Land.
My favorite one is Mario Run. That one's really fun.
What's that one?
Remember where one person's Mario, everyone else is Toad, and you have to, like, chase Mario and catch him?
Yeah.
That one is fun.
That one is really fun.
There's, like, mud you slip on and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I just thought of? I don't know why. I played the Batman Arkham Origins Blackgate game on my 3DS.
Oh!
And I beat it.
Wow, dude. What do you think about that game?
It was cool. I fucking loved it when I had it. It was sick. Because it was like the only Arkham game I had access to at the time.
Damn, that's a...
I played that before any other Arkham game.
That's a pretty rare game.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought Arkham Origins was sick, so...
Arkham Origins is sick, dude.
It is sick.
I don't know why. I want him on PS4, goddammit.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell? Stop coming out with shitty games like Gotham Knights and Remaster Origins.
For real?
Fuck! Fuck!
Yeah, I'm Batman. Woo!
I think stop being Arkham a part Batman. Of us. You're not us.
I think Arkham Batman is the coolest Batman.
Yeah.
I think Robert Pattinson.
Okay.
Is best.
That's big.
Next talking point, I started Vagabond, but I'm still only 3 chapters in.
Quentin's reading Vagabond.
You will now be executed.
I will finish Vagabond many, many decades before Quentin ever will.
He's a few issues in.
I don't think Brother has even finished Part 7 or Berserk.
He finished Part 7. He's going to start reading Part 8.
Good for him. He read the best part.
Ow! I don't think he's finished Berserk.
Okay, dude.
When are we in
something bigger we talk about though. Treasure Part 9 announcement.
Oh my god.
That's right.
Yes.
Starting serialization February 17th? 14th?
13th?
13th? 17th. That's what I said. So Part 9 is happening. Caden said that Part 9 is gonna be the last part.
I think it's going to be, dude. Araki is almost I think he's 60. I think he's in his... Or almost going to be 60. He's in his...
What if he does Part 10?
Dude, but as much as I want him to do Part 10, he is going to be writing Part 9 for, like, the next 10 years.
He could be, like, old.
Dude, I want...
Maybe if he wants to.
I want Part 9 to be... I want Part 9 to be, like, the last. And it could be, like... Almost a trilogy in a sense.
Oh, that's right. This would be the trilogy.
7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
7, 8, 9 is in a,
just like Star Wars.
Exactly. But this is. I want Araki to just go be like, you know what? Jojolion, I'd say Jojolion is probably the most strangest one. I think Jojolion's pretty, like, it's his magnum opus. Like, he was just really experimenting in Jojolion. And you could definitely tell. So in this one, I want him to do that even more. Like, I just want it to be so crazy, and you're like, what even?
He's always done whatever he wanted. Like, he's not gonna, like, question if this is what he should do. He's gonna do it.
I know.
So, Part 9, Part 8 is so good. And it's gonna be so cool.
I know, I'm so excited. I think, probably next month, we'll probably get the reveal of who the JoJo is.
Damn.
Because they're gonna reveal that before it comes out.
You know what I'm thinking? That's like 2 months away, dude.
That's a month away.
February? Oh. No. I meant the serialization, yeah. That's way sooner than I was thinking. Literally 2 months from today. It's December 17th today.
Hopefully it comes... I'm hoping... Because with Julian, it was monthly. Maybe Araki can just be really goated and make it weekly. Dick. I love that.
Dick move.
Yeah. Dick move.
Because, dude, it's going to take so long, but...
You wanted to die?
No! Araki, I'm kidding. Take your time. But... If the JoJo gets revealed for a girl, I'll be like, yes.
I don't really care either way. As long as they look sick.
Yeah.
They're going to look sick. We know what we're talking about.
As long as their name is Joshua.
Oh, true. As long as it's... Okay, so it's going to be a descendant of Joseph Fumi?
It's going to be a descendant of Joseph.
Joestar.
Oh, that's right. That's what I meant. Joseph Fumi.
He's Joseph Fumi and Kira mixed to make...
That's right.
Gappy.
Yeah.
Joseph Fumi is so sick, though.
He's like Josuke, right?
So wait, Johnny Joestar and Joseph Joestar, they're like, what, cousins? Because they both share the last same name.
I don't know.
Technically, Joseph is a descendant of Johnny.
I know he is. I forgot what Joseph is to him, though. They did talk about that in like the Radio Gaga incident.
Uh-huh. I think maybe, isn't he like a nephew or something?
I think he might be a nephew.
I swear it's like something like a nephew or...
Can we look it up?
Yeah, look it up. Joseph Joestar Part 8 connected to Johnny Joestar. Because Part 8 is set in 2011, and if Part 9 is going to be a descendant related to Joseph Joestar, who knows who it could be.
Didn't the Radio Gaga incident go back in time, though? So wasn't that actually set prior...
I'm pretty sure it was set during, like, the same events.
So Radio Gaga took place in 1941.
Yeah.
Oh, it did.
So we're going to go back in time for this? Or I guess we're... Hmm.
Wait. Because Steel Ball Run took place in, like, 1917, right?
Or something. Hey, you think...
no, 1890, right?
What's her name that gets with...
Lucy?
Yeah, Lucy. You think Lucy...
Lucy was old in Radio Gaga. If that was...
She died, like... Right after it, too.
So, wait, is she?
She wouldn't be alive in 2011 and walking around still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says she died a couple days after.
Okay, so, wait, Part 7 set in, like, 1890, right?
Yeah.
Like, the late
1890s? Yeah. 1941. Mr. Suss was right.
Oh.
He is the grandson of Johnny Joestar.
Oh, grandson?
Yeah, Joseph is the grandson of Johnny.
Oh, so, if it's gonna be, like, post Part 9... Or post Part 8, it's probably going to be the grandson of Joseph.
Joseph.
Well, like a great grandson.
Like a great grandson or daughter of
Joseph. It just says a descendant, so who knows where it'll be, but.
Yeah.
I saw someone made like a fan, JoJo, and their name was like Jose.
Jose? That's cool, dude. It's still a J. That's funny.
Jail. That'd be cool, Jose.
That would be cool.
My name is Jose.
Jose Hosta.
But you can call me Ho-Ho.
Ho-Ho.
Dude, that's the edit I saw. I have to show you. It's so cool.
He says like, Ho-Ho.
Yeah, he's like,
welcome to Ho-Ho's Bizarre Adventure.
He's like, my name is Jose. But you can call me Ho-Ho.
There's voice acting?
Yeah, someone that's like cool. Dubbed it, that's... animated it.
Ho ho.
Dude, Jose. Part 9 for
that would be cool. Oh, it's canon, dude.
Nah, it's probably gonna be like, what if it's Jolene again, dude?
No.
Again.
No.
A cool name.
Yeah.
Jolene was just like a normal American name.
We already had had Josuke / Gappy. Like, I don't want another copy of a character.
Yeah.
Like, not a copy necessarily, but a copy nonetheless.
That's true. I want a unique character too.
Yeah.
Hopefully he doesn't do just like that universe's version of Jolene. Because technically that does exist somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess.
But yeah, that's hype. I'm so excited.
It's good stuff. Moving on to the next announcement. We have Persona 3 Portable and Persona 4 Golden announcements.
Yes! Oh, prices revealed. A good $20 per game. That's a reasonable deal if I say so myself.
I'd have to agree.
With new features, bug fixes, improved frame rate. I saw something, it's going from like 32-bit to 64-bit, so it looks real good.
Nice.
And yeah, that's dropping in January.
January 17th?
19th.
Just about a month and 2 days away.
Yep, I took off work for it. I don't know. I have been literally dying to play Persona 4 Golden for so fucking long that I'm like, I'm taking off work. 4 days to play it, so.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
But yeah, that's hype. I'm excited. We're playing the definitive versions.
Yes, I am buying 4 copies in total.
I Spy.
I'm buying 4 games.
Lando! For me? And for me too?
I Spy? You're
getting 4 of them?
No, I'm buying Persona 3 and 4 on my PS5 and Switch. I'm buying 4 games.
It's 2. Oh, you're buying them twice.
Four copy. What would you say there?
They might release physicals as well.
What would I say there?
They might not. I don't think they will, actually.
Yeah, they're probably not, unfortunately.
Also, I put in here Crisis Core release. He can talk all about it. I haven't played it or seen anything about it.
Crazy. Yeah, I played it for an hour, and I decided to hold off enjoying all of Crisis Core to its fullest possibilities, because my mind is focused on getting the Persona 5 Strikers Platinum, which will probably be done today. I'm very close. So once that's done, I can finally play, and I'm going to enjoy it and hopefully get the Platinum if it's not too hard. But yeah, that came out on Monday. That was pretty sicko, and seems like a lot of people like it, so I'm very proud.
And I have it downloaded thanks to game sharing with this guy, so I can play it too.
Yes. The big thing I noticed is the combat is really fun. Definitely an upgrade from the PSP version. So, good job, Square Enix.
Good job.
I played Penis. GTA on the PSP. That was my first GTA game.
Which one?
Liberty City Stories.
I'm thinking about getting a PSP off of like eBay or something.
Dude, I want one. I have PSP games, but my PSP is broken.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, if I were to buy a PS Vita online and, like, I can buy...
You want a Vita or a PSP?
Well, Vita can play PSP games and Vita games. But, like, if I get a Vita, I could get Persona 4 Golden, 3, 2, both Persona 2 games and Persona 1.
PS Vita is like the Wii U to the Wii.
Yeah.
But it's cooler because it can go anywhere.
And it has 2, like, analogs.
Yeah. And it's smaller. The Wii U is fucking huge.
I'm saying, like, the PS Vita is a shittier follow-up.
But it's, like, really handheld. It's, like, really any, like, it's literally a handheld.
I mean, it didn't really perform well, but it's quite the nice upgrade.
Isn't it? Because does it have to have, like, a center console like the Wii U does?
I'm not saying it's
anything like the Wii U. No, it's just, like, its own thing.
I'm saying, like, the PS Vita to the PSP is, like, the Wii U to the Wii.
The PS Vita isn't shitty, though.
But it, like... Its lifespan was, like, shitty.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't supported, but it's...
Yeah,
I'd say it's pretty cool.
I think it's super underrated. And the PSP, too. They're great concepts, but they just never took off, and it's so weird.
I think they just... I felt like they just had to they had to compete with Nintendo at the time, because Nintendo was killing it with the DS and the
3DS.
We gotta dip our toes into the portability.
They should do that again. PSP. Let's get a revised, newly updated PlayStation Portable.
I'd buy it.
I would.
I'd buy it in an instant. It would play such cooler looking games than the PSP, so my, like, expectations are literally PSP levels. So
so you know you can just shatter his expectations.
I'm going to have so much fun if you release another one.
Yeah, so I might invest in a PS Vita soon. I'll think about it, though. And to next topic.
PlayStation wrap-up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know how Overwatch 1... I started playing that game, like, 2 months ago.
Dude, every time I see you on, that's all you play.
Yeah, that's all I play. I'm getting decent at it.
I've heard some coworkers talk about it. I've thought about maybe trying it.
I bought the battle pass.
I downloaded it because he told me to, and then we never played it, and I was like, actually, I don't want to fucking play this game.
I didn't know you downloaded it.
Yeah, well, it first came out.
Fuck. I didn't even know that.
Did you drive your bike here?
I thought about it, but no.
We should get food after this.
I'm hungry too. Let's do it.
I was thinking Papa.
Me too.
Me too?
Uh-huh.
Yes!
You're driving? Nice.
Me?
But PlayStation wrap up.
I need gas then.
Basically, my number one played game of the year was Fortnite.
No. Fortnite, huh? That's not any better.
Number two was NBA 2K23, which I also started playing like 2 months ago.
I didn't even know you were playing that.
I have like...
He played it when it first came out. He was playing that shit.
I have like 180 hours on it.
Damn. I didn't even know you were playing that.
And then third was Persona 5 Royal.
Yes!
And then fourth was Black Ops 3 Zombies Chronicles.
Mine was number five. That was number five for me.
That wasn't even in my top five.
Number five was Terraria with Sam. That one stint I had with him where I played it like every day for hours upon hours.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. My number one game of the year was Persona 5 Royal with approximately 200 hours put into it. Number two, I think, was like Fortnite. I had Minecraft in there, I think. BO3 Zombies, of course, and I can't remember what the game was.
I know my top was Overwatch 2 with I don't know how many hours. My second one was Elden Ring.
I think maybe one of mine was Elden Ring as well. I can't remember.
My fifth one was Ghost of Tsushima. I don't remember my fourth or my third one.
Curious to see what next year's wrap up is going to be.
I know.
A lot, dude.
I'm glad they're doing that.
A lot of good games are fucking coming out next year. It's going to be, I'm going to be broke all the time.
What's coming out next year?
Dude, fucking, at least for me, January you got Persona games, February you have Hogwarts Legacy, March you have Resident Evil 4 Remake.
Yes.
April and May, I'm sure good shit is coming out. June, Final Fantasy 16's coming out.
I haven't heard a game I'm excited for yet.
Well, at least for me, I think so.
Very hype.
Huh?
Very hype.
Oh.
I'd say so.
I also did my Nintendo Switch wrap-up, which you may want to do since your Switch gets used quite often, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
You and Lexi.
I hardly use it.
Well, maybe Lexi can do it.
I suppose that's so funny that you have one. That just doesn't seem like something you'd have.
I wanted one for so long. I always wanted to play Animal Crossing. But
my most played game, probably of the year on the Switch, was actually Minecraft. Because when I went to on my vacation, I still played The Realm with them on my Switch.
Yep.
So I have like 70 hours on it.
Dude, May and like June, we were just playing that shit. Minecraft.
Yeah, it's good shit.
I would just be playing that shit all day. World's fun. I'm telling you, that world's fun. We need to get back on that.
You and Sam keep saying that, and I keep saying, fuck no.
Me and Sam would create a new world. And we'll play forever and ever.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite game to play in the pool is? When you get the pool noodle, fill it halfway up with water.
And then shoot it at people?
No, and then you tell them to blow on the other end, and you blow on the other end, and whoever doesn't blow hard enough gets a mouthful of water.
It is a fun game.
Let's try that.
All
right,
let's
right
go.
Now.
Go where? Where
are you going? Sam's pool.
Oh.
Sam's pool.
Yeah. That was like Spud's at the bottom.
I'm going to use Spud as a stepping stool so I can stand up in the water.
We should play that game with Spud. Put one mouth on the butthole and the other in his face and blow, and whoever gets this thing coming out at the end is the loser.
Wait, put the other end on his butthole so he has to, like, fart to...
Or shit.
You're going to get shits hard enough where it just shits in your mouth.
Aw, dude, why would you say...
This is what I've been waiting for.
My last topic is really a personal topic. I watched all of Mob Psycho this week.
Oh.
Started My Hero, watched Nightcrawler, watched Nobody, and watched Zoolander this week.
Is Nightcrawler good?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah?
Super good.
Yeah, dude. Like, I've been wanting to watch it for
watch
so long.
It's on HBO Max and...
Fuck!
And I think there's a few other... Oh, Amazon Prime, too.
Fuck it! Oh, wait, Laney has that.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. Watch it, dude. It's good. Jake Gyllenhaal is so sick.
Dude, he's such a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
What's it about?
So this guy, is like jobless, and he's kind of weird. And he's like steals stuff and like sells it to random companies. Like at the start of the movie, he like stole this like chain link fence and like sold it to like a steel company for them to break it down and like reuse. And he's like, he like tries to get a job with them, and he's like, "Fuck it, I'm not hiring a thief." And then like one day he's like, or on his way home, he like comes across this accident on the freeway set in LA in like 2013. And he like stops and takes a look at it. And there's these guys with these cameras like filming it all. And they're like, "Oh," he's like, "what the fuck is this?" So he goes and they're like, "Hey, what are you guys doing?" And he's like, "Oh, this is going to be like on the news tomorrow. You'll see, like first thing on the news." And he learns of this job where people like go film crazy accidents and shit to like sell it to news companies. And then he starts his own company like that and starts doing like crazy shit to get video for this news company, for KWA.
That sounds so cool.
Dude, it was really good.
What's something cool that he does? It's not a spoiler. Like something he records or something. Like what does he like start doing?
Because
I assume it's not going to be accidents the whole movie.
You're going to what?
I assume he's not going to be recording accidents the whole movie.
Oh. He just gets like really like good at business. I don't know. Like he starts getting really good at his job. And the company he's working for, he kind of gets feelings for like the news director. And so he like takes her out and like threatens her to like date him, or he won't like sell his news shit to his company, her company anymore. And she's gonna like totally lose her job over that, and she knows. And like he's just like a crazy negotiator and bargainer, and like really smart with what he says, but also like really weird and creepy. He films a ton of stuff. Like just he mainly goes after like crazy brutal accidents that happen in like more white neighborhoods.
White?
Yeah. Like nobody really like people want to see like. What he's going for is, like, people want to see the accidents that are creeping into, like, the suburban neighborhoods where people can actually get scared. They don't care about, like, the, you know, more ghetto neighborhoods or, like, the colored accidents.
Wow.
Because, like, it's, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. It's very cool. You should check it out. And you should check it out, too.
I have also been meaning to watch a very Bay Sigma movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Nobody was good. You gotta see that.
I know. I still have
Super Bussin.
Bob Odenkirk style.
Yeah.
Bob Odenkirk.
I wanted to talk about Mob Psycho Season 3 with Caden, but Alex is here.
Hey.
Hi.
What's this spoiler for me?
No, dude.
Literally.
Reagan's evil.
Reagan is the most powerful psychic evil character, and he is the main villain of the final arc.
What if he is secretly the whole time? I've thought about that before.
Mob has to kill Reagan in this final episode.
Why?
Because he's evil. Because he's evil. Oh. He's like, "Mob, I hate your haircut."
Do you guys just want to spoil it for me? And just totally ruin it?
Do you want to?
No.
Okay, then I won't.
But it is very good.
Oh,
you should watch it.
Mob is very beast.
Shut up.
Kageyama-kun.
Kageyama-san.
Oh, dude, something really sad happened to Season 3. I'm going to spoil for you. So right now, basically...
Dimple? Is that what you said?
No.
What happens to Dimple?
Nothing happens to Dimple.
What happens?
He has his own mini-arc. It's sick.
That alien arc was pretty cool.
Dude, the alien arc was fun.
Shut up!
Dude, you gotta watch it. It's so good.
Oh, this is cool.
Yeah, the destruction of the city was pretty cool, too.
Yeah. And the divine tree. Oh, my God.
Where are you?
And Mob's funny shirt.
Yo, with the monkeys.
Oh, he's a jolly good sailor.
I saw you posted a Hansel Sigma edit yesterday. You haven't even seen Zoolander? Get on that!
Zoolander's so funny, dude.
I know. I know I'm gonna like it. I need to fucking watch it.
Yeah, it's, I think it was on HBO.
I posted it because, not because of Zoolander, because Owen Wilson just looked very Sigma. And I'm an Owen Wilson.
Every time you say Sigma, it just gets weirder and weirder. That's why I don't say it anymore.
Oh, shut your bitch ass up. No, it's not.
No, it does not.
Just be quiet over there, Sabretooth from X-Men Wolverine Origins.
How dare you? Is that what he sounds
Sabretooth
like?
Sabretooth mixed with Joker.
Remember, he's like, his nail gets super long.
For the audio listeners, he's doing a Sabretooth impression while he's running through the land.
He's on his
feet and hands.
Yeah. Deadpool in that movie is really good.
Oh, yeah.
What? No, he's not.
What?
I watched the Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special.
Is it good?
I saw a spoiler.
For a holiday special?
Mantis. They all have Christmas.
Mantis is Star-Lord's sister.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
There's brother and sister?
Yeah.
How?
Because Ego is also Mantis's father.
Oh.
Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Kurt Russell is also his father.
That's weird.
While he was on his expedition to find the thing, he also...
That movie's so good.
It's so good.
He had Mantis with the thing.
Oh, God.
Lucky.
Have you seen that movie?
No, I need to see it.
Dude.
It is a cult horror classic.
What can I watch it on?
I watched it on something today.
Is it on Hulu?
You know what I was gonna like watch soon?
Huh. The Lighthouse.
I think I'll watch it tonight.
I was gonna watch The Northman.
That's a fucking good movie, dude. That was the first date I went on with Lainey. We went and saw The Northman.
I remember when you saw that.
That movie's so good. It's cool.
Yeah, spoiler alert for the holiday special. Kevin Bacon's in it.
Oh, fuck, man.
Dude, oh my.
What is this?
This is my movie tracking app. Oh. All the movies I've seen this year.
Oh, I thought you could like watch all of those. I was like, holy shit, those are all on one thing.
El Camino.
I saw that movie last
night. Arrival,
what'd you think? It was so funny, dude.
My parents, my sister saw it.
It's a funny movie.
Arrival. The Lighthouse. We can watch it on YouTube. On Soap Today.
Yep.
That's where I watched it.
I also want to watch Drive.
Oh, I want to watch Drive.
And Wolf of Wall Street.
That's a good one. It's long, dude.
I know.
I want to see that movie, too.
And I want to see Donnie Darko.
That one you can just watch on YouTube. It's free.
It's on HBO.
It's on H.
I gotta watch The Gray Man, because apparently that was a good movie this year. And I gotta watch The North End, because that was a good movie
this
year.
That's a really good movie.
And I still need to see JJK Zero.
Dude, that's on Crunchyroll now.
Midsummer is cool.
I need to see Midsummer. I want to see Amsterdam.
I saw The Dead Meat for Midsummer. I know how that movie plays out.
The Dead what?
The Kill Count. For Midsummer. Dead Meat, Kill Count.
I have to watch Pulp Fiction.
Dude.
Have you guys watched his videos?
Yes, I watched Kill Count.
Surprised you haven't. I think you'd like them.
I think they're cringe.
Why?
Just watch the movie.
No.
Sometimes I don't have time for that.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Damn. Sounds just like the video.
I know. Because I am the creator.
Is it lunchtime yet, man? I'm fucking hungry for breakfast still.
Yeah, what are we at? Where are we at?
You can't have lunch with us.
Yes, I can.
You have to leave, man.
Oh, we're an hour and three.
Hour and three.
All right, guys.
I guess
we talked about
all of our talking points that I have. He has.
I'd say that was a pretty satisfying episode, boys.
Yeah. Thank you for watching this show we put on.
I'm just gonna pretend I didn't that happen.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, you're not coming to Popeye's, pal.
Dude, if you don't want me to come, like I won't. Jeez.
For audio listeners, I just shot Jackson. All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.
I could break this. Later.